It's finally time for high school football playoffs in the state, and six Garland County teams have made the postseason this year. Fountain Lake looks to win its first playoff game since 2015, when the Cobras traveled to Pocahontas Friday night to take on the 4A3 champions. Looking to repeat as the 8-man small school state champion, Mountain Pine hosts Augusta Friday night to open the playoffs. I'm sports reporter Christian Collins, and I spoke with Fountain Lake head coach Kenny Shelton about the Cobras game at Pocahontas. You'll also hear the voice of sports editor James Lee, who spoke with Mountain Pine head coach Sam Counts. This is Garland County Locker Room, brought to you by the Sentinel Record Sports Department.
Coach Shelton, obviously playing a good Pocahontas team to start the playoffs. Just what do you think your team might be able to do that might cause them some trouble?
Well, you know, one thing that we've been talking about all week long, and you know, Pocahontas is a very well coached team, very good team. Their quarterback is probably one of the best quarterbacks we've seen on film all year long. But you know, no knock to their conference, but it's not the 7-4A conference. You know, we see a tremendous amount of team speed week in and week out. And, you know, I think the speed of the game, with the exception of their quarterback, slows way down for us this week. Now, they do have a good amount of size up front, but, you know, we're anxious and ready to kind of introduce them a little bit to what 7-4A is all about.
And, you know, what's their offense looking like? You know, you talked about their good quarterback. Just kind of what are they trying to run with him?
Well, you know, they're a spread team. You know, the one knock on their quarterback is he doesn't throw the deep ball very well. He throws a lot of short stuff, but they want to run everything through him. You know, he's a running quarterback, and he's tough and hard nosed. And all the game films that we have on him, he's consistently elusive and breaking tackles and running hard. And, you know, he is definitely their best player on offense. And also, you know, he's a starting inside linebacker, and he's a good kickoff return guy. I mean, he's a jack of all trades. He is their go-to guy in all aspects of the game.
You know, what are they kind of looking like on the defensive side of the ball?
You know, defense, they run a 4-4. They're going to have eight guys in the box. You know, they're going to kind of dare us to throw the ball a little bit. You know, so we're looking at possibly throwing the ball a little bit more than what we might be accustomed to. But we also feel like we can, if we can get our backs in space a little bit, we feel like, you know, they will have a hard time competing with our speed.
You know, that was going to be one of
them. I'm not used to saying that very often.
You know, one of my questions is going to be, I know Wesley went 0-7 last week. Just how's his confidence doing, and what can he do to, you know, be impactful on Friday night?
You know, last week was just it was a rough week for us. It was a rough game for Wesley. You know, we didn't do a very good job of giving him enough time to throw the football. You know, that's trying to settle him down a little bit, trying to have some quicker routes for him to hit, especially if they're going to continue to have eight in the box. They're going to have more than what we can block, but at that same token, I think, you know, they're going to leave some guys open. So we're trying to early on get some good completions, get his confidence back up, and you know, let him continue to lead the team like he has all year.
And, you know, Steven had a decent game against Ashdown with 137 yards. Just what do you expect from him, not only as a great player, but, you know, a senior leader heading into this playoff game?
You know, Steven is our bell cow. You know, we can only go as far as his legs will carry us. You know, if he can, you know, he needs to touch the ball at least 25 times, if not more. You know, if he can touch the ball, you know, closer to 25 times, whether it's through the air or on the ground, you know, I feel like You know, he's a special kid. You know, you don't have too many kids like him that can make plays, and you know, he's got great vision, great speed. I still think he's one of the fastest guys in our conference, especially with pads on. You know, you throw pads on him, and his speed doesn't slow down a whole lot. He's, you know, some guys are really fast, you know, running 40s in the summer with shorts and t-shirt, and you put pads on them, they slow down a little bit. And Stephen's the opposite. You know, he does not slow down with the pads on. So, you know, he must have a good game for us to have a chance, you know, to be able to get the big upset.
You know, how are the rest of your guys dealing with the hype and anticipation of playing in the postseason?
You know, they're really excited. You know, our seniors had a chance to play last year. We got knocked off at Pottsville in the first round. They did not get a chance. We didn't make the playoffs their sophomore year. Their freshman year, they had a chance to move up, and they were able to travel up to Rivercrest, and we didn't get a win that year either. I mean, you know, we've not won a playoff game in close to 7 years, and that's way too long for Fountain Lake with all the good teams we've had over the years. So, you know, they're excited on trying to not only extend their career and their season, but to get another playoff win and stop that losing streak for us.
Yeah, and Coach, we're probably about to both sound like broken records here, but we've repeated over and over how many injuries you've had this season. Just how's the health of your team looking heading into Friday, and what's kind of the status on some of those guys that, you know, might have been questionable heading into the playoffs?
Well, unfortunately, Tayton Smith broke his leg last week against Ashdown, so he's done for this season. The good news is this week, that's the terrible news. The good news this week is we get Caden Hilton and Evan East back, and we actually get Sean Glenn, who's been out the entire season from a knee injury that he suffered during the summer. He's finally been cleared and has been able to start practicing this week. So that's nice to have a little bit more depth than, you know, every extra person we can get, we'll take. So, as that's concerned, we're probably about the healthiest we've been in the last 3 or 4 weeks, as far as number wise, you know.
Yeah. And I know it's a decently long drive to Pocahontas. Just, you know, what kind of impact will that have on your team? And is there any way to even prepare for a long drive like that?
Well, we've been talking about it with the kids every day. You know, we're going to leave early. We're going to try to break up the drive. It's well over a 3-hour bus ride. It's probably about 3-hour and 15-minute bus ride. So we're going to try to stop. You know, we're going to stop and eat lunch in Cabot about an hour and a half out, and then we'll probably stop a couple more times just to stretch our legs before we get up there. So we're you know, the kids are excited. We're going to feed them breakfast that morning, and kind of do our walkthrough at home and get everything packed up. And so we look at leaving a little bit after 10 o'clock, and want to make sure we get up there in plenty of time to stretch our legs, and hopefully no one will get car sick, and hopefully we can, you know, and this year we've been the road warriors. You know, we've won 4 games on the road this year and only 1 game at home. So the road has been good to us, and hopefully it will be good to us one more time.
Yeah, and just kind of the last thing I want to ask, you know, looking at Pocahontas, is there just one big challenge, you know, that you really think is key to stopping it? Maybe the quarterback, because that's what you've kind of hinted at, but I wanted to go ahead and ask that.
It's absolutely number 4, their quarterback. He's been giving me nightmares ever since late Friday night when we found out we were playing them and we started to get film on them. He's the real deal. He's very, very good. If I truly feel if we can stop that one that one young man that we have a great chance to win, and I know they're probably they're saying the same thing about our number four. So it'll be the battle of number fours. See which one has the better game. Whoever has the better game between those two kids will dictate the outcome.
All right, awesome. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about Friday night, Coach?
And hopefully we will get to have this conversation next week, and hopefully we can move on to the second round. And I know that we'll have a good contingent of fans that's going to follow us up there. And, you know, we're really excited about having the opportunity to play in the playoffs and hopefully get Fountain Lake back on the winning track.
Y'all got Augusta.
Yes, sir, the Augusta Red Devils.
What do you think about them?
I think they're big. They're going to try to just, for better terms, bully us a little bit. They're big up front, and they're just going to try to catch the ball. They're not going to throw it a whole lot. They will throw it, but they're pretty simple as far as what they run. They just try to come at you and try to get the corner some, but they got some big old linemen they just come at you with.
Yeah. How are you looking to combat that? Because I know that y'all don't have a ton of size.
No, we're going to try to put Miguel Honey and James Plasco head up on the guard to try to just squeeze through the A gap, try to get in their backfield and give them some havoc back there before they get a chance to keep going.
Yeah. Okay. So what kind of offense do they run? Pretty similar to what everybody else does?
Yeah. They'll have a pistol back, and then they'll have a one back right behind the quarterback. They don't get in a lot of formations. They stay close. They'll go out in doubles, and then they'll put wide receiver out. But they don't do it a lot. I mean, they're kind of like everybody else. You know, they'll spread out every now and then, but their favorite is just with a wing or a up back and a one back set, and the quarterback can go at you.
Yeah. So are they pretty run heavy, or are they fairly balanced?
I'll say Coach Alderman and I were talking the other day, and I threw out the number 70-30 as far as run 70 and 30% pass, and that 30% is probably a little high.
Yeah. Okay. So what are you going to try to do to limit them on the ground?
Well, I mean, we're going to get in the box. We're going to have all of our guys in tight. We're going to have two corners kind of for any leaks that comes out. We're going to have six guys in the box real tight and just try to man up with them.
Yeah. Okay. What do they run defensively?
They're mostly in – they have a four front, a 4-2 they'll run with two corners. They're probably, you know, they're just like us. They flip the same guys over on defense, and they got a big number 54. It's huge. Just on film, I'm gonna say he's around 6'5", 300.
Oh wow.
And they try to stay behind him a lot, and he plays. In fact, they'll line him up in the backfield a little bit, but he plays down on defense, and we're gonna try to run the other way from him.
Yeah. You said you're going to kind of keep away from that guy. What is your game plan offensively?
Offensively is try to get the corner on them. I think our speed can get the corner on them between Isaiah and Keelan, and that's our plan, to get outside them and so what we need to, you know, in third and long or anything like that we need to do. But we're going to try to use our speed to our advantage.
Yeah. I know that, you know, that speed has come in handy for y'all a few times this season.
Yeah. So. Yeah, sometimes we rely on it too much. You know, our linemen sometimes think that at any time that they can take a player too off and our backs will make up for it. You know, but we try to eliminate that too.
Yeah. So I know last week y'all had, a week off. How did y'all, spend the week? How are y'all looking going into this one?
We're healthy right now. Everybody's stressing out. We've moved up some ninth graders, and they're going to get some special teams. That's we worked those guys last week, so you know, kind of get them in positions and get them ready. We lifted, and we tried to stay pretty sharp on offense, you know, lining up and running some plays. But we didn't beat on each other last week. Just, you know, we've been going at it pretty good while now, so we kind of just let them heal up a little bit, some of the bruises they had, and kind of get their legs back under them, and without being too physical. But starting this week, we got back out there on the hitting and tackling, blocking and stuff. So we've had a good week of practice. I feel pretty good about our preparation. You know, I told them anytime you're in the playoffs, you know, we're playing in November, and it's a great time. And these kids, they got to get after it. Regardless of who they play, they got to be focused every day.
Right. How is their mental state? I mean, I know that, you know, last year you ended up winning the state title, but, you know, you've had a little bit more adversity this year than you had last year.
That's true. You know, her mental, you know, I try to, you know, keep them grounded pretty good. We were pretty loose this week, you know, as far as the kids have been so far. They said the weather changed and stuff. You know, sometimes you kind of got to rein them back in because, you know, they're still 16, 17 years old, 18, and then, you know, they'll get out of focus on you some and play a little bit. That's kind of what I've tried to do. Just make sure they're grounded and that they understand our focus and where we're trying to be. The season has 3 games left in it, and depending on how the other teams work out, this could be their last game at home. So, you know, I've kind of tried to make them realize how important it is to them as a football team just to be here in Mountain Pine to play this week.
Yeah. And I know that, you know, the fan aspect is going to help with that quite a bit as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure how well Augusta will travel. I know Augusta's got a lot of tradition over there. You know, they still get after people just because of the tradition they've had through the years. So I don't know how they'll travel, but, our people, they need to show up and show their support for these kids. This is their second year in 8-man, and it's still football. Football's football, whether it's 8-man or 11-man. So these kids have worked hard, and it's going to be tough this year to get back to the championship because, you know, kids sometimes think they kind of arrive sometimes, you know, and that's what we're trying to do to make sure that our kids understand just because they played in it last year that doesn't guarantee a spot this year.
Thanks for tuning in to our episode previewing a couple of playoff games featuring Garland County teams. You can find accompanying preview stories on our website and app. Our next episode will be released Sunday, November 14th, as our weekly scoreboard show will dive into the first round of the playoffs. If you like our content, please consider subscribing to get the latest content as soon as it becomes available. You can find Garland County Locker Room through all your favorite podcast providers. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for new episodes, please drop us an email at sports@hotsr.com.